And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
Let's jump right into it. You know, Dan, last week we talked about how developers could go apply Windows Phone 8.1 to their Windows phones, and that gives you, of course, access to Cortana.
Right, and this is a developer program that you do have to do some manual steps to set up, but you get Cortana and a number of the new features for Windows Phone.
That's right, and I've seen some great reactions out there. A lot of people saying, you know, we'll see how this is, and then they actually try it, and they're pleasantly surprised, I think. What this article is this actually goes into some of the behind the scenes behind the Microsoft research team and the product development team, and talks a little bit about the approach that they took to building Cortana. So one of the things that they did talk about at the build conference was they went out and I think we talked about this last week, they interviewed a lot of personal assistants. They said, hey, right, what makes you a great personal assistant? And they were able to then emulate a lot of those behaviors, like keeping a journal on somebody and remembering certain facts about, you know, their favorite movie or that sort of
context-sensitive stuff. Feed the dog when you get home.
Yeah, exactly. And so obviously in a world of mobile devices where we know where you're at, we know who you're talking to, we know what's on your calendar and what time of day it is, obviously you would expect that the service would evolve based on your contacts and based on the knowledge it has about you and the surroundings. So this is just a nice little article that takes you down a little bit of the direction and paints a bright future for a lot of the investments that's coming out.
Awesome.
Jway.
So this is a series of posts, and the idea is, assuming you're a Windows Phone developer, what are the new things that have now been announced for Windows Phone 8.1? So, for example, rather than go through all of the new controls or all of the existing controls, mm-hmm. this is really what's new. What are the new things that I need to look at? So, like, instead of panorama, there's now the hub control. There's other controls that allow you to do things like suggest text. So you can do like statement completion, if you will, or auto-suggest, as some people like to talk about it. So all sorts of articles in here, themes, maps, geolocation, geofencing, which is a very cool feature where, like, you want to do something in a specific area, and if you leave that area, some task or event comes up, if you will.
Oh,
or
cool.
You enter in an area, you want to do something like, I enter in home and I now want to do this specific task. So a lot of stuff, if you're a Windows Phone 8.1 developer, you want to know what's new, this is kind of the place to go.
All right, sounds good. So this is kind of an open letter to Windows Phone developers, or really to app developers in general. And I love this because I really do like the fact that certain apps are really good about telling you what's new in this version of the app. And one of the things you can do in Windows Phone 8.1 is you can actually have your apps auto-update in the background, which is nice. But oftentimes you want to figure out, like, what actually changed? Did the bug that I was complaining about last week actually get fixed? Is there a new feature I should go check out?
And there are new four sections, right? It's overview, reviews, details, and related.
Right.
Right, which is new to 8.1.
Right. And so this is just a call to developers and points out the fact that there is this new section here in the details of the screen, which is really nice. Also, we have a deeper dive here on Universal Windows apps.
Yeah, so John Garland from Winelect actually goes through and says, all right, so we're talking about Universal Windows apps. What's actually happening? And again, the great way to do it is by cracking open some of the SLN projects and CSproj and see how things work together. Mm-hmm. And then another example is kind of a best practice. So, like, if I have a class, because we can use things like partial classes, so the way you want it, if you want to share something or have some sort of shared resource where the behavior is different for phone versus Windows, you do ifdef. And let's say, you know, I'm going to do this version of save and this version of save, and it's going to be different on platform. So you say, if Windows Phone 8.1, do this version. Mm-hmm. If this version, then do this version. Mm-hmm. Well, that gets taxing if you have to do it a lot.
Right.
And as new platforms come on, you have to do the ifdef every time.
Right.
The idea is using a partial class and partial methods, where the method, the correct method is in the right location. So it's like you do one for Windows Phone, you do one for Windows Store, you don't have to ifdef everywhere, it's a lot more readable. So it's one potential solution for customers that are looking to do different behavior on different platforms.
Right, and I'll be excited. I know that Xamarin has announced that they have support for Universal Windows apps coming.
Right.
So
right.
Hopefully all of those same patterns and development practices would apply once we get there, but obviously that's up to Xamarin to announce their approach there.
Cool.
So this is a Microsoft Virtual Academy. This talks about Blend, and you know, we've of course talked about Blend being a part of Visual Studio, and we've kind of gone over several posts that kind of highlight features of Blend. But what's great about the Microsoft Virtual Academy is number one, they're free, and number two, that it really takes you on a curriculum path from kind of 0 to 60 for a particular subject. So if you're a developer who said, you know what, I would love to improve my design resources, I already have the tool, it's built into Visual Studio, but I really just need this crash course on Blend. This is a great tutorial that came from Jerry Nixon and Uni from the XAML product team, friend of the show, and it takes you through pretty much everything you would need to know about the Blend capabilities in Visual Studio.
Yeah, and to be fair, this is kind of the 100, 200 level, right, kind of introducing the product. But definitely a lot of people aren't using Blend necessarily, and there's a lot of things it gives for you that you should definitely check out.
Definitely. Visualizing Roslyn syntax.
Yeah, so as everybody hopefully knows, that we decided to release Roslyn, or the C# compiler, as an open source project on CodePlex. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind here is there's a blog post that tells you how to set things up, how to do the enlistment and get everything working for your application. Next is how do I actually do this? And some of the things that it actually has, and this is super cool, is the directed syntax graph visualizer, right? So I have all the different things, and I see a class declaration. And again, as you're kind of building these classification systems or these inspectors, you can actually see all the different pieces within here, which is like, say, a token, trivia, and I forget, trailing trivia, which is probably more. And zero width and a bunch of other ways that you actually want to see if you're doing the parsing and going through the actual code, all the different pieces that go within there.
And so is this syntax visualizer, is this come with Roslyn, or is this an add-on you go get?
Yeah, this has the download and shows you how to use it.
All right.
So very cool.
Sounds good, which brings us to Picks of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
So this one is kind of totally gratuitous and useless, but I kind of like it. Let me show you what it is. This website was set up and actually shows you all these historical shutdown dialogues from all these different operating systems. You can see, you know, the Apple
and tools
logo in there.
What's Workbench?
I don't know actually what Workbench is. That one was a surprise to me. There's also this one. This will restart your Windows session, save changes. What does that actually mean? I don't really know. That must be from an old version of Windows like 3 or even earlier. So I'm not really sure. It is kind of interesting though. Like there's a Photon session. I have no idea what that is. So I'm going to have to go research some of these and figure out
now,
where
these
operating systems
came from. Now, are these buttons clickable or anything?
Yes, they are actually. So if you click on a restart, for example, it brings up the old Windows XP restart box, which we've all seen a billion times, but you kind of forget, you know, what your day-to-day life was back then. So it's kind of neat, and then even a BIOS screen too. So it's I don't know what people would use this for on a practical basis, but I thought it was kind of a neat way to, you know, go back and have a walk down memory lane.
So speaking of actual practical use, as we were talking about the new 8.1. One of the big things, and this is a feature that a lot of folks have been asking for, is the ability to. Sorry, I'm trying to see if we actually had some of the screens. Unfortunately, you can't see them on the screenshot, but the idea here is you can actually visualize what you're seeing on your screen.
Once again, for the second week in a row, people can't see your screen. Actually, you're not plugged in, Dan.
I was seeing if there was any example.
If you guys just want to come around and take a look at Dan's laptop here.
Allow screen projection, as you see right there.
Demo fail.
So you will see, I blame Brian. Allow screen projection, and the idea is that would then project your screen. Now, there are some issues that you may need to...
It's software for Windows Phone 8.1. Its capability lets you plug in via USB and project what's on your screen.
Into an app.
Into an app. An app that's running on your
machine. So
machine.
USB, you allow screen projection, and the idea is rather than, say, using the emulator, I want to see this exactly as I'm doing it. And the great example is, again, when you're doing, say, like demos to a group of people, you want to see exactly what's going on there. And it's something that a lot of Microsoft folks have been having, and Cliff does the whole walkthrough as well.
Yeah, and I think previously you had to get a special build and you had to have a developer unlock phone and a whole bunch of other stuff to do that.
Yeah.
But now this is just available to everyone, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Great. Sounds good. Well, we will see you next week.
Thanks.